Log Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. It is truly a blessing to be here. I am always humbled and privileged when I can come among all of you all for another episode. And tonight it's not going to be any special. The new year is kicking off with a bang. And I'm loving it. I am so loving it. I got a testimony update on another occasion, but it goes back to that stay out the trash. You all know I don't start the show off without prayer, so let me just go right into it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you the honor and the praise. Hallelujah, Lord, is the highest praise that we can offer up to you, and I give it to you. Lord, at this moment now, I ask you to flood and come into my heart. Flood my heart. Flood it. Saturate it with all that you have me to do. This is not about me. This is definitely all about you, Lord. And as I move forward, Lord, I submit Fuchina to you, and I invite your Holy Spirit to come in. And as I move forward tonight with the guests that I am doing tonight, you always do things in divine order. And I thank you for allowing us to connect on another occasion, but you always knew what you're doing. And I trust you. And as I move forward tonight, Lord, I ask you to come into our hearts, come into our minds as we depreciate ourselves as man and appreciate in your Holy Spirit. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I can't begin to tell you how I feel right now. I have a sense of, when I got in, I was feeling a sense of, hey, love, how you doing? I was feeling a sense of being overwhelmed. A lot going on this weekend, but good things. But as I was getting closer to the show, I realized that I didn't even create a Facebook thing or an announcement today. I didn't even do a live to introduce the show, but I'm here. You know, what's that song, Hard Times? I have my share of hard times, but I'm still here. And, you know, it's funny because of the show tonight. You know, we go through so much in life. And I know you all heard me say, why me, Lord? Why? You know, he goes back and say, you know, why not you? This guest that I have on tonight is no different. As I had an opportunity to speak with her and just kind of a time to chop it up with her, you know, age is nothing but a number. Experience is life's best teacher. And she is no different. She is no different. So we're going to talk about not punishment, preparation. How many of us can relate to that today? I know I am one. Let me put myself out there. I know I am definitely one of those people where I thought that God was just punishing me, when in fact he was just preparing me for where I am today. And honestly, I wouldn't take it back. I wouldn't take it back whatsoever. Now, I know I may be off the screen right now, but I'm going to invite some friends of mine because I didn't have the time to do what I normally would do. So I'm going to need y'all to help me out tonight, you know, keep me straight. I appreciate that to the fullest. But if you know someone who's going through, when they feel like they're being punished for everything and only to find out it's preparation for what God has in store. Sister Wanda, you know, I appreciate you. You are my sister for life, no doubt about that. I want to go ahead and get my guests on, and we're going to chop this up tonight. So if you know anyone who feel like they've gone through punishment, it seems like every time they take a step forward, they're moving backwards. So here we are. I'm going to introduce, presented some and introduced the others, Miss Jasmine Tillman. And I want to thank you, sis, for accepting, you know, the invitation to come chop it up with me. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much. No problem. Hey, man, I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am fantastic. It's just one of, today is one of those shows where, you know, I don't know what to say what it is. But you know what? All things happen for a reason. That's what I'm going to say, because I'm not going to give the enemy anything. But when I was, you know, I got a chance to chop it up with you for a second. You know, I got a chance. Well, first of all, let me just go back to how we first met. And we first met by being on a different person. On a mutual person's platform. So I was so, first of all, I admire you. I do. I admire you so much. I admire your strength. I admire your tenacity. I just admire the fact that you don't let anything keep you down, but you use it as fuel to get you to where you need to go. And I do appreciate it. But, you know, when I was asking with you, you know, about a word, you know, if you had to describe yourself, what word would you use? And you said resilience.
Ooh.
I love that word because it's one of the words that people have described me. Because regardless of what goes on in life or in my life, health challenges, divorce, molestation, I always find a way to smile. Everyone knows me for my big old smile, you know. But when I see you, you're just like, first of all, the epitome of beauty. I love it. Not just outside, but inside, because beauty starts within first. So I'm going to ask you three questions before we get started. Who are you? What do you do? And why you love what you do?
Yes, so my name is Jasmine Tillman. I'm a daughter first. Okay, a daughter assistant. And I'm also a best-selling author, a international speaker, and a life purpose coach. So what I do is I help optimists reach their true potential and shift their dreams into reality. So I love doing this because the spark that someone gets in their eye when they find out and they do something that they had no idea they can do. That is why I really love doing what I do. And I'm also from Ohio, Toledo, Ohio, small town. But I reside in Georgia right now. And I want to thank you for having me on the show. And thank you so much for your compliments. I appreciate it.
Most definitely. Most definitely. So let's just jump right into this. Resilience. I want to first of all start off with, how did you end up in Georgia?
Oh, yes. Oh, I was supposed to be in Georgia. Well, not supposed to, because everything happened right on time. Because now that I think about it, God didn't want me in Georgia yet because I was still growing and becoming. I wasn't ready, and I didn't have enough experience, especially of people. So I ended up in Georgia because I know that a lot of like minds and, you know, people of color are here, like come and are here that, you know, grows their careers and shift their entire lives into something better. That's what I was hearing from the small town I was from. Because the town I'm from, it's like an hour from Detroit and 2 hours from Chicago. So it's like, it really is nothing there for me. You know, it's really, you know, just a lot of violence and everything was going on, but I wanted something different. And now that I look at it, God has been calling me here for a few months, like a few years. I was 5 years ago. My best friend wanted me to come down, but then I finally came down while I made it down when it was time. Everything happens right on time. So that's how I ended up in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was life like for you in Ohio?
Before I got serious about my career 2 years ago now, when I was 22 years old. And, yep, 22, excuse me. But when I got finished by my career when I was 22. But before then, starting from, like, childhood and coming up, I had a lot of male figures around me, but they weren't really around me. They was, you know, doing their own thing and hanging out. So it was just like, I was writing. I don't want to say a book, but I was always writing. Like, because I used to write down on pen to paper. My first book, I wrote it down on pen. Before I knew anything, before I taught myself how to write a book, I wrote on pen and paper, so in a notebook, and then just got to typing. It's way faster. First process there. But I felt alone, to be honest. And it was just like, I felt like I didn't belong there. And I felt like that my mind was too big for the city that I was in. So I felt like I needed something different, something more. My heart and my soul was just craving for that same type of, like, for me to get actually, like, the physical form of what I was actually thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my whole thing was like. It was really, yeah.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, what made you get to this point? What makes you resilient?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, through that journey of me coming from my hometown and growing, I fell down a lot. Like, even before, so first off, I never told this story ever, but when I first wanted to write a book, I was in medical school. And I just got out of high school in 2017. I went to medical school in 2018. I went because I had a love interest, and, you know, he wanted something else. And I didn't understand why or what, or, you know, I was just like, I'm giving you my heart, but you taking it, but you don't want, you know, just that's another conversation. But, you know, he was just like, oh, you're not even in school, you're not doing this and that. So I went to medical school. Also, my mom, like, she's always wanted me to be in the medical field because whenever, you know, she always tell me, like, whenever the system, something happens or something breaks or whatever in the system, nurses and people in the medical field always have a job. So that just added on. I'm like, okay, let me go to medical school. Yes, and, you know, it's just a 12-month program I can go to. So I went, and I was miserable. I was looking up, I was messaging, and just, I went through an email on my phone I was messaging guys in, what, 2018, that do YouTube, they like chase your dreams, this and that. So I'm like, oh, I just really just miserable at school. Like, I really just want to learn how to write books. Like, I want to write. So I came across this, they teach you how to self-publish, but they wanted $2,500 just to get you a deposit. I didn't know anything. I didn't know any better. Like, I was working at McDonald's from 2016 to all my high school years until, like, 2018. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was working at McDonald's, and I didn't know anything about factory job. I didn't know anything. I'm like, oh, my goodness, this money. I'm not, you know, McDonald's pay pennies. Well, used to pay pennies. I was making 18, and I was almost running the place. But it was one day when I was in McDonald's, and I looked up. I was just so miserable. And I'm like, God, I'm going to be stuck here forever. And the lady came out and said, you're fired. I'm like, what? I'm fired. We got a new boss. And he wanted to fill the place out, but he was upset because the other boss had the sales in the place. It wasn't up to par, so he had to spend a lot more money than what he bought it for. Yeah, so and it's just like, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I don't know what to do. What am I doing? So I just drifted off. I'm like, oh, I don't know where I'm going to go. I'm falling. And then long story short, I drop out of medical school, and I drop out of medical school, and I go to I get a factory job, and I'm like, I got to make this $2,500 because back, you know, I was making $18. So the factory job was in my hometown because the rent, like, for a house is $500. So the factory job was only paying, like, $15 an hour. Like, that's gold in my hometown. Like, okay, 15 hours, you're making good money. So it's like, I went to the jobs, and I'm like, oh, my, I got to make this money, I got to make this money. So it's like, I go to the jobs, I never had factory jobs. My friend helped me make a resume, and I got my first factory job. Hated it. I stuck in, though. I stuck in. Like, it was so hot. It was so hot that they gave us towels because it was fiberglass we were working with. And I'm like, I've got to get this 2500. I need to learn how to write books. I need to learn. So I went to that job, and I quit. And I went to another job, and I quit. And I went to another job, and I quit. I moved out of my mama's house, moved in with my cousin, working. I was so stressed out. And I remember one day, I'm in the, like, and then my car and stuff kept breaking down because I got a used car because I needed to teach myself how to drive. So, it's like I compared it to, I didn't know how to tie my shoe. I never thought I would learn how to tie my shoe. And I never thought I would learn how to drive. That's how I start comparing my life into everything so I can keep going. Because it's like I just kept falling. I remember one day I'm in the car just crying because I couldn't get another job, and I moved back to my mom after about 6 months because she was extremely disappointed in me when I dropped out. But we went over that. Excuse me, got over that. But it's just like I'm in the car. That's when I start having anxiety. That's when my anxiety first started in 2019, I believe, in the beginning of 2019. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Why? Like you just said, why? I'm like, why me? Why do I have these feelings? I don't know what to do with them. What is going on? I don't even know what's left and what's right. Like, I just keep falling. But I just kept going. I ended up getting family problems. And I want to say 2020, I had moved out of my mom's house, and I was couch hopping for 2 years. So, I'm sorry, I get a little emotional, but I had two baskets and my book on notebook paper. House hopping for 2 years. And, excuse me, and I just knew that I had to do something. So my car wasn't working, and I went from my brother's house to my dad's house to my cousin's house, and she was down the street from his school, and it was a 4-month business course, and I didn't know nothing. I didn't even know what a life coach was. It was like a movie scene. I walked because she was down the street, like 10 minutes away. I walked. I'm like, man, I gotta make it. I gotta do something. And the lady like, oh, our class is still. She said we filled up. I'm like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? She like, tell me your last name. I'm like, yeah. She like, oh, your cousin works here. We'll get you in. And after that, I figured out where life coach was. I figured out where networking is. I taught myself how to write books. I got 3 masters in life coaching, speaking. Like, it is so crazy how life works. And Lord, God, just give it all.
What do you mean by that when you say it's so crazy how life works?
Yes, just because it's like all these obstacles I went through, and it built me. Like, when I was crying and leaving one job and going through things and with the neighborhood, because I ran the streets for a long time, and I was just, I was lost. But it was like, I was playing it. It's like I was here. I was there one moment with not a clue in the world, but I took that step forward anyway, even if I didn't, like, even if it didn't feel like I was making progress, I did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think about it. It's crazy how life works.
And
yeah.
You were existing versus living.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's what I always say. I don't just want to, like, I just don't want to exist. Oh, my goodness, I always say that. I just don't want to exist. I want to live. And it's like, I want to help. I want to reach millions. I want to inspire millions to know, like, it's okay to feel these emotions, but you got to get back up.
That's right. What emotions did you go through?
I had anger, sadness, confusion, I had a lot. I was depressed for about 6 years straight.
Wow.
Yeah, I was depressed because I always compare all my lessons. All the lessons I learned from my first love was extreme lessons and stuff that I see in people and view life now. So, oh man, that's why it clicked, because it's like I've evolved my life around here for a long while, about 2-3 years,
mm-hmm.
two to four years taught me a lot. He gave me a lot of pain. I experienced a lot of pain. I thought the first heartbreak, I thought I was gonna die. Like, that's how extreme the pain was, but it prepared me more.
Been there, done.
For life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, I'm sorry. I was just saying, been there, done that. I know how it is to get hurt, and it feels like you want to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And it's like the number one thing, even though I was feeling all this pain, another thing I want to say is that I always said, taking myself out is not an option. It can't be. So it's like,
awesome.
I'm going through these things, and then I'm gone. And then what? I went through it for nothing.
Mm.
You know?
What?
You got to keep going. Huh?
Yeah. No, I'm just, you know, I'm chiming in, whatever. I have us on Facebook Live, and people are chiming in. So first of all, hello, we'll reset the room. This is Sachina Kirkendall, and you're tuning in to Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. Not punishment, but preparation is the show tonight. And how many of us have been through that situation where we ask why me, and we have this thing going on, that thing going on. We start off one way, come back in another. You go the 3 steps to your setback, 2 miles. I'm here with my special guest, Ms. Jasmine Tillman. And while I'm here, let me just go ahead and let you know the show is sponsored tonight by Paradise Mortuary and Cremation Services. They're located at 463 Atlanta Street in Marietta, Georgia, by co-founder and owner Henry J. Middleton. So we have a question out there on Facebook Live, and you know, you mentioned about having that support system. The question she had was, did you have a support system besides your significant other?
Oh, yes. My mother, she always supported me. My father is a extreme optimist. Whenever I feel down or like, dad, I can't do it, like, it's because it's a lot for my age. It's like I'm sometimes like, I feel like I was taking on the world. But it's like, I call my dad, and he's just like, you got to keep going, baby. It's happening. That's all my dad used to say. It's happening for you, baby. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening.
Yeah.
Like, that's all he used to say. Like,
yeah.
It's happening. You got to keep
exactly.
going. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because he see it. He's seen it before me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's good to know that you had a support system, because I was, you know, before that question coming out, I was going to ask that question, did you have a support system besides your significant other? So it's good to know that. It's good to know that. And you know what? You mentioned about your age. So I don't know, some people don't like to tell their age. Are you one of those people? Because I don't want to ask your age if it offends you. But I do know.
Okay.
In fact, you don't even have your age. But I do know that you're younger than I am, and I'm 51. And so I just know when I hear you talk and to see your accomplishment, because I keep up with you on Facebook, just see where you are at such a young age, I have to commend you. So when you tell me you've gone through challenges, you know, I tell people, no matter how old you are, we all go through. We are all going through right now. So I, you know, you mentioned about, you know, living and coming in a small area. You know, I definitely understand that. You know, being in a small area, everybody knows everybody. And some people don't want to see, you know, some want to succeed, so they don't want to see you succeed either, you know. And then you get to that point where you did. You know, you was doing these jobs and realized this is not it. You go into this job, that's not it. Go into this job, that's not it. And then you met a life coach, and that, you know, you realized that you wanted something better, and that's where you're striving towards now. And here you are now, out of Ohio, now in Georgia. As you made that transition, you made the decision, you know, you got sick and tired of being sick and tired. You dealt with some of the, you know, the challenges in the past. I would say that I commend you, because I see you, girl. I see you doing what you're doing. So what has that decision to, that like that light bulb moment, we got when you got it, because you went through some transition, but now that the light bulb moment is here, where, you know, what did that do for you?
Oh, yes, amen. It most definitely, it built more confidence, because sometimes, like, back then, I can't say how to word this. I always had confidence, but it was a moment in time where I didn't feel like I had it, because I felt like it disappeared, because I was too worried about what other people thought of me, because I thought that's what make you at one point in time. But now I'm unraveling a lot of trauma that I faced in my hometown, and really just prayer. And, like, God is amazing. I'm just thanking him today for taking me through. It's so crazy how, like I said, it's a Jones effect, a circle effect, because I was just driving home from work, and I'm like, Lord, thank you for taking me through everything that you took me through. Because when I was in my hometown, I'm like, oh, I got to get to Georgia. It's different people. It's a lot different. But I ended up at a job a few months ago, and it was like, it was troubling. It was challenging with a few people that reminded me of my hometown. So I'm like, oh, my, it's not like a people is people, though. That's something that I'm understanding, as well as unraveling all my past trauma, and I'm standing up, and I'm taking my power back and taking control of my life. So that's where I'm at right now, taking control and taking on opportunity, because I've been putting in leg work. Now it's time to put in footwork.
I commend you on that. And Crystal Josiah said the same thing. She congratulates you on choosing jazz. And yes. And I congratulate you, too. You know, it's nothing like self-care. You know, sometimes we can be our worst critic, and I'm speaking from experience. You know, we could be our worst critic. Some of the people that are listening on here tonight can definitely relate to what you're saying right now, as far as, you know, being hard on us. I know I'm more harder on myself than I am with other people. So when I tell them, people say you're hard, I'm harder on myself, because I know how I am and what I expect. And so, exactly, Chris, exactly. So, you know, I know how I am. And so the fact that you take that, you know, you decided to step out and take care of jazz, and now I hear it. You know, you say you have the self-esteem. You know, you're building your confidence up. But one of the things that really put the nail in the head is you stop worried about what other people had to say. Because, honey, once you graduate from people, a whole new freedom that you would never thought that you had. Wonder, why didn't I do that before? You know, so I commend you on that. But, you know, even with that route, when you got to that point where, you know, you're not thinking about people, I want to know that moment, when it happened, and then how did it make you feel when you finally came to that realization?
Yes. Okay. Well, I just realized, I want to say 3 days ago. So I'm at a new job, and I'm choosing, you know, just to really stay to myself and not, it's a stepping stone. So I'm not going to be too intertwined with, you know, other people at the job. So, excuse me. So, my goal is to become a full-time entrepreneur by the end of this year, and next year a building. So, or office space, and then a bit. Well, that's, you know, that's 5 years goals. But I can't say which award that I'm nominated for, but it's a big time award. But I can't make the announcement yet. So I can't wait to tell everybody, because I'm extremely honored that I'm even. And it's amazing. I don't want to get off the subject, but I was always like, why am I not nominated for no awards? I look out for everybody. And then this award right here. Oh, yeah. But, okay. But I was listening to, you know, we.
Expect,
huh? It's
always when you least expect it. And when you become. When you make it about the work. When you make it about the work and not about you or us, sometimes we have a tendency. But look at you now. It came not in your timing, but in his timing.
Exactly. And it's major. So it's just like I'm mind blown by it. And I'm 24. Like, I cannot believe. Like, I grew up so fast. But, okay, sorry. Oh, my gosh. I just forget. But, yes. I was in a locker room, and I listen to my, I like music, I like instrumentals, I'm listening to music, you know, I'm just jazzing, stand to myself, and I walk out, and they start laughing, to each other, and usually I'll be like, oh, I'm like, what they look, I'm like, shoot, I don't give a, you know, I don't care, like, yeah, like, you don't know me. How can I be upset about somebody's opinion when they don't even know me?
Exactly. And then it's not your problem. What they got going
at
on with
all.
You, it's not your problem. That's theirs. I mean, you're right.
That's
you're right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Crystal Josiah says, child, when I stop worrying about what others would think and say, I started losing weight. I couldn't lose weight before. My edges grew back. Skin started glowing. I know that's right. I know that's right, girl. When you That's right. When you start taking your power back and stop giving it away to everybody, honey, you sure are right. You begin to look where them edges. They right here, them edges.
And
so,
yeah.
I get it.
And you know what? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm
going to
stop interrupting.
Oh, no, you're fine. And you know what? And it's something that just came to me because it's, oh, my goodness, like my dad. Oh, like I like to really tell something about my dad because my dad, he's a go-getter. And I that's what I get it from. My mom and my dad, both go-getters. But my dad is the extreme optimist. So, my dad, whatever he wants, he gonna get it. My dad got his license. He finally got his license, like, I want to say, it's been 2 years now since I lived with my dad. So, a year ago, excuse me. I've only been on my own for a year. So, a year ago. And my dad can't read or write. My dad.
Wow.
My dad, he motivates me more. Then, like, I just see him, and he, you know, whatever car he want, he, you know, he dressed nice, that's cool, but whatever car he want to get, like, and anything that he wants, he's going to go get it. And I really, like, that motivated me so much. And it's something my dad, it's two things my dad always used to say to me. He used to, I'm like, Dad, I'm crying to my dad. Like, I was even crying to my dad in high school. I'm like, I can't graduate. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm working and going to school. And he, like, that's life, baby. That's life. I'm like, what is he talking about? That's all you say. And then the second thing, they hated on Jesus. My dad was saying this stuff to me forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's been saying these two things to me forever. And that's like, now I truly understand when he say that's life, it's always going to be obstacles. You just have to be happy anyway. You just have to be grateful anyway. You just have to keep going anyway. You just have to make sure that when you get up, that the purpose that you were designed to live, that you take a step, even if it's just a tad bit step each day, because eventually that water dripping is going to make a puddle. So it's just, you got to, like.
I like. No, no, I said I like that. That water is going to make a puddle. I like.
Yeah, God speaking to me right now because I'm. Like, and it's so amazing when you really sit back and take a look at life itself, that we're blessed. Like, when you stop blaming and pointing the finger at somebody, since I got down here, I've been calling out my own BS, even though it's hard. I've been calling out my own BS, and I've been having compassion for myself because I've always been that crutch because I am the golden child. And I know this of my family. And I have to, I always, I got to be this. I got to be who I am for me. And I got to praise the Lord. And I got to live through and do what he created me to do and be. I am extremely compassionate towards others. But I got to love me first. Because without me, nothing else. Okay.
Hello. I'm going to need you to repeat what you just said. For somebody who just tuned in, repeat what you just said.
Yes, amen. I am completely compassionate for others, but I got to love me first because without me, there is nothing else.
There you go.
Got to love me.
Yeah, I heard that.
Got to love me. Yes.
Yeah.
It's okay to be selfish, okay?
And it's okay to use the word no.
Okay.
No is a complete sentence. Yes, 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 you did. I was talking to Crystal. You just said the same thing earlier. Now, I'm going to give you a little history on Miss Crystal Josiah. I met with her mutual friend, and I knew where she were, and I know she was going through, so to have her on here tonight is very special, because when she told me she got her edges back and stuff, that girl is doing taking care, so that's how I know she can really relate to her. And I'm so proud of you, girl. I'm so proud of you, and I pray the family is doing well as well. But she is a true example of a warrior. That now that chick right there is resilient as well. So I get it. I totally get it. But, Miss Jasmine, to say that you're 24 and you've gone through what you've gone through and to see where you are now is phenomenal.
Thank you so much.
I see the word resilient, the adjective. I actually give me an adjective, resilient, for you, because regardless of what life gave you, you took it and made your own out of it. You had the support system that you need. Mm-hmm. And now that you are taking control of your life, now that you're not worried about what other people have to say, what nuggets of wisdom or would you be able to offer, before I go to that question right there, let me pause that for a second.
Okay.
I would ask you to take a moment. Hey, Trish. Take a moment in your life when you had an obstacle and that you faced. And I want to know, you don't have to tell me the exact obstacle, but how did you identify it, and then what did you do to get the resolution to resolve it?
Fear. That's the number one thing that holds a lot of people back. And it was a temporary. I had went back to my mother's house the end of last year, and how mothers are, we was bumping heads because I was right. I was extremely my mom already know she I was just calling for a second. I know you're doing something. Because, like, I'm going to be doing something. I'm going to be writing, reading, doing, you know, doing something. But, and I was like, you know, I have my two baskets. And I'm like, I hopped in my car because we got into a spat. And I'm like, man, this is the last year I'm going to house hop. I said, I can't do this no more. And I'm sitting in my mother's backyard. And I called my best friend. She was already in Georgia about 5 years, 6 years now. And she's like, oh, it's this job that, you know, you travel, they pay for your transportation, hotel room, and, you know, you worked. I got the resume made up. My brother didn't use it. But we got this resume, and I can send it to you, and you can send it to them, and they're going to get you interviewed, you're going to get in. But it's in Kansas City, Missouri. I never got on a plane before. I never went to another state before. And I had 3 days to decide. Because when I put my resume in, when I sent them the resume on email, they got back right back with me. Oh, we can fly you out tomorrow. Wait, it was Tuesday. We can fly. We gonna fly you out Thursday. I'm like, what? I didn't know what to do. I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, oh my goodness, the money was good. What, 23 an hour? What, $2,000 a week? Mm-hmm. And 3 months and this and I'm like, I'm so scared. I'm like, I don't know what to do. You know, then my family, my granny, you know, she over school. She old school, and she got like a tendency to like question a lot of things, or I don't want to say negative, but you know, she just like, she also, I told her about it, and I'm like, because I didn't believe it. I didn't believe I was about to go. Like I just said it, but I didn't believe it. But that's how manifestation works. And she like, yeah. So I guess she calls me on the phone. Oh, you can't go to Kansas. There's too much going on. You shouldn't go. And I'm like, what? I'm like, no, I'm going. You know, I was already packing my bags because I'm like, I'm going to Atlanta. I said, I'm going to Georgia. I said, I'm getting to Georgia some way, somehow. I'm getting there trying to save, and it just wasn't working. And then I got presented with this opportunity, and I hopped on that plane. My first time, I never went anywhere. Oh, and then funny thing is how God worked. He presented this opportunity for me with a silver platter. I didn't even have to do an interview. They got right back with me. Fear overcame it by just taking that leap of faith.
Well, I would definitely say jumping on the plane, going to, where was it? Because out west. That was, so you went there, you did your spill out there, and you ended up in Georgia. How'd you end up in Georgia?
Yep. So I actually went, when I went, it's so crazy. God, he just be blowing my mind because I was there. And, yes. So I was there, and then I guess I went late because they were doing an emergency. It was an emergency job they did for a year for COVID. So they was paying good, you know, paying for the rooms, hotels, and the rentals. So, and I went, and I'm sorry, I just had a brain freeze. I went to the job, and how was my transfer? I'm sorry. I went to the job, and I was there. Oh no, I'm so sorry. I lost my train of thought.
It's all right. That's all right. That took courage and humility to go back home, and it does. When you humble yourself to go back home, that it takes courage. It really does. She also said that as she listens to your story, she hear how blessed you were and are, that you God never left you. Every time you moved, God, you didn't have a problem finding a job. Nailed it. Yes. You know, you know, throughout all, he's been there. You know, he was there covering you the entire step of the way. So now you're headed to Georgia. You're out in Utah, or that area, and now it's time to come to Georgia. We're brought it to Georgia.
Yes. And what was so crazy was they were letting people go. And when I came later, And I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm so scared. Because they was letting people, like, they had hired a bunch of people at once because they needed help. But they were letting people go because the job was, the COVID was dying down. So they didn't need people like that no more. So it's like they were letting people go as they come. So I think I came in, like, I was the, it was the third week. They let go 3 weeks of people. And then they hired, for, like, it was the, you came in that week, the last week, you got to go first. You know, it was that order.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the one time where they had to do another, huh?
I said last hired, first fired.
Yep, exactly. So they were. It was this last week. This is how amazing God is. It was this last week that they were doing another suite after this deal one like 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't have. I'm like, I'm trying to start a business. I don't have money for it. I need to get my apartment. And I'm like, oh my god, I just need at least one more month. Like I need my whole 90 days. So, goodness, this wonderful girl. She was one of the leaders. She spoke up for me because they were about to let me go. And I'm like, I can't go back home. I'm like, I can't. I was so stressed. I'm like, God, I can't go back home. I just need two more weeks. I just need two more. And they thought they were going to let me go. But they kept me for those two more weeks. And then after that, it was time for me to go. They kept the other people, but they like, oh, it's time, you know, it's time for me. It was time for me to go. I got a heads up. I wasn't stressed about it. I was prepared. I called and got my apartment. My apartment was ready. I found me an apartment was ready the same week because I didn't know. I'm like, oh, they let me extend. I'm going to stay longer. But no, my apartment was ready that week. Everything like.
Won't he do it?
Huh? Oh, yes.
Won't he do it?
He sure will.
Won't he do it?
It was, it's just lined up. Like, I was destined. Like, I'm here. Like, well, it's just feel like whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to be successful. I just have to keep going.
Yeah.
That's for anybody. Absolutely. Yeah.
Repeat.
When he give you that word and that wisdom and that goal, you're gonna reach it. There's no way. I remember I'm in the car driving. I said, I got the Lord. I have the Lord and Jesus on my side. I can't lose.
You cannot. And you won't. Favor.
Won't.
Favor ain't supposed to be. But favor. That's favor.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It is favor, honey. It's nothing like God, grace, and mercy. And you add that favor in it, honey. Ooh, and then you know what I hear when I hear your story? I do hear that resilience. But you have a determined heart. And it's like Les Brown says this, you got to be hungry to get what you get. And you are hungry. And you still are. You're still grinding. You know, I am so proud of you, young lady. And the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. So
Amen.
As we get ready to bring this to a close, we have young ladies out there. We even have older women out there. If you could offer nuggets of wisdom, what nuggets would you like to give women or men that's listening?
Oh, yes. First off, I just want to say you are enough. You are enough to reach whatever goal that you set inside of your mind because you don't have these goals and these achievements set for nothing. The Lord has put these in your head, whatever your heart desires. Even if you fail, you have to keep going because you fail to succeed. I failed so many times. Even with me just falling, that was a form of failure, but it built me up to success. And it's I just pray. Prayers first. I wake up in the middle because I'm a late night, early morning type person. I'm working on that. So I wake up in the morning. In the middle of the night, oh, praise the Lord, gonna roll back over. Like, praise Jesus, thank you for waking me up. Thank you for blessing me. I do every day. Huh?
No, I said, oh, no, I that's right.
Oh, yes. Amen. Positive thinking. Positive thinking transform your mindset to a better lifestyle, because when you think positive thoughts, it manifests into positive outcomes. You have to keep going in order to see yourself through, because if you give up, then what? You're still going to be sad. I'm not always happy. You just have to be grateful anyway. Have to teach yourself to be grateful for where you are. Don't live in the future and don't live in the past. In the right now is where you need to be, because that's what's going to make your future. That's what's going to get you to that that 10K a month or that dream job that you want. Whatever success that you see yourself having, you can get that as long as you take a tiny step a day. Thank you.
I like taking a tiny step, because in life, people have the tendency of becoming overwhelmed, thinking that they have to do so much with so little time. But, you know, I tell people, you can only eat an elephant one bite at a time. You know, you can only do that. So the fact that you said, you know, take in those small steps, that's very big, very, very big. Now, tell us what you got going on right now.
Well, I'm excited to, I'm going to announce tomorrow on my Facebook page that I officially have my business license, so I'm officially a CEO of Infinitely Authentic Enterprises. And
nice.
I pre-launched. Thank you. I pre-launched the enterprise, so I do have guides that teach you how to write your own books, such as nonfiction, fiction, and creating your own journals as well. If you know, if you like, even that helps authors or beginners that want to learn, because if you're an author and you want to write a nonfiction book, don't know where to start, or you write fiction and want to write nonfiction, don't know where to start, or you want to create your own journals, I have these on my website as well. And
what is your website?
Yes. So it is www.jasmine.tillman.gumroad.com. So you can find this on my social media accounts as well. My Facebook is Jasmine Tillman with one L again. And I'm utilizing TikTok. And my TikTok is author_j.r_Tillman. So what I'm doing is I also have a list coming out to teach you how to grow your social media account so you can get monetized on these social media accounts, and also grow your following to grow your brand and promote your business. So I have challenges where I had 169 followers and I grew up to 5,200 in 9 days. So I'm just like, okay, I'm going to help others do this as well. Oh, I'm sorry.
I am someone who actually wants to come on this particular live, but I don't see her invite. So I need Crystal, send me an invite that you want to come in on the show, and then I can get you in before. So Crystal wants to come in. Now, I normally don't do this, but today is definitely different because Crystal is very powerful. And I want to know, chances are she has something she wants to say or ask. And so I'm going to allow her to do. But I got your handle, so I'll make sure I'll put that on the live later on today. And
okay.
I would thank you. Crystal, I don't see you yet. I would say thank you for taking the time out, because your story is awesome. You know, I know what you're doing now, so what's next for you?
Yes. So my main goal right now is – I am slowly but surely, well, not slowly, but, you know, in timely, I am getting ready to launch my enterprise. So the first thing is with the pre-launch of the enterprise, though, I have a women empowerment course coming out with the pre-launch of my enterprise. It's going to be, I want to say in the next 2 months, I'm going to give away to the first 10 women that it's going to be a group coaching call. So with the Women Empowerment course, we're going to be going through my journal, Get a Grip with You Matter, and that's my Women Empowerment journal. Now, the course is already complete, but I have some things I want to get situated so I can make sure I'm taking care of everyone accordingly. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to launch the course, and we're going to just, you know, it's going to be a group call on Zoom where we go through my journal. And, you know, they write down why they matter. It's different sections, and we're going to go through and talk, excuse me, and talk about it. So I have that coming out as well with the pre-launch. But when the launch, the official launch, it's going to be my publishing company first, and I'm going to be publishing my first book. I'm working on the urban fiction, my first urban fiction novel. And I'm going to be dropping beads on that soon. Thank you.
Nice. I'm trying to get you on. It's not working. But anyway, the launch of the business, it looks like you got like two or three in the making. You got your, you started your business and you're doing the workshops. You are getting ready to do your own book. And aren't you speaking at somewhere?
I was just going to say that. Oh, I'm glad you just said that. Yeah, so I have my, I'm so excited, so thankful for Tiffany. I have my first on stage speaking event in Pennsylvania, April 21st through the 22nd. So I'm excited about that. So I'm going to be speaking about shifting dreams into reality.
Awesome.
Yep.
Now that's
and I have,
something
yeah.
right.
Thank
that's
you.
Gonna be something. That's something right there, and that's gonna be very. When are you gonna have that workshop?
Yes,
I mean I'm sorry.
I'll have
speaking. Who will you be speaking?
Oh, April 21st and 22nd is the engagement.
Nice.
Thank you.
How do you feel? I mean, with all that, you know, that you've been through and you hear now and some of the things you go on, how do you feel right now?
Well, to be honest, I'm nervous. I've been,
That's a good thing.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
I said I caught you off guard, it seems like. So.
Oh, yeah, you did, because I want to know, you said it's a good thing. Can you go into a tad detail?
Yes. Being nervous is a good thing. When you get to, sometimes we get too comfortable in what we do, and we start taking it for granted, and it shows. Mm. It shows you're comfortable. It shows like you have this false sense of entitlement. It shows, and it's interesting because when people you know, or talk about me speaking on just the radio. I mean, I've done TV, radio, live, you know, platforms. I tell people I'm always nervous, and that's always a good thing because when I do that, I use that nervousness to channel my energy to get what I need to get out. I don't carry notes. People will know me, you'll never see my speech because I'm always off the path because once I put God in it, once I pray about it, I put God in it, he's going to tell me what to say. Just me. I don't do notes. But the reason I say fear is not a bad thing, not fear, but nervousness, because it keeps you on your toes and it keeps you humbled. That's why.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
what I feel. So I want to congratulate you where you've been, where you are, and where you're about to go. I know I have someone who's wanting to get in touch with you, so do you? I'll get with you later and sending her information. I want to thank those who are in. You're tuning the Chronicles of a is I tell you what, I am so grateful right now. For where God has just taken all of us, you know, not because it's village. I tell people it's all about collaboration and it's all about coming together collectively you know, sharing your story. There's power in your story. There's power in your voice. We mm-hmm. have to take it back and stop giving it to other people. So, Liz, the best mm-hmm. is yet to come, you sweetheart. And I'm looking forward mm-hmm. because I do follow you. I'm looking forward to all that God has in store, that he showers down and rain down his blessings. I'm telling you, grace and mercy, because you deserve it. You deserve it. And you take whatever that is, you rechannel it and use it to push you to go to that next level, because your testimony is designed to help someone else. Remember that.
Yeah.
So you
thank you.
Because I'm telling you, he will never leave you or forsake you, and you know that for a fact. You are proven evidence of that. So, you know, anytime you need me, you got me. You got me.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And willing and available. And I know some other people who are going to be reaching out as well. So with that being said, I will see you again next Sunday. I'm coming into my month of love. Y'all know that's my favorite time of the year. But with that being said, I'm looking forward to seeing you all next Sunday. I love you, but God loves you more. Have a good night.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, give me 1 second, Ms. Desmond. I got to stop the show, stop the recording. I am so proud of you. I'll be back in touch, okay?